Have you ever wondered where you can go in downtown Salt Lake City to browse the largest inventory of Christian books on the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located at 1358 South and West Temple, just across the street from the Smith Ballpark. Whether you're looking for a basic introduction or a more scholarly work, Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding the appropriate resources so you can better understand the LDS religion. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore also carries dozens of books that Sandra and her husband Gerald have written over the past five decades. This includes their comprehensive work, Mormonism, Shadow or Reality. So, once again, if you have questions about the LDS faith, there is always somebody behind the desk who would be more than happy to assist you. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 1 to 5. Remember, when in Salt Lake City, be sure to come check out the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located right there at 1358 South and West Temple. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. If you're interested in Utah demographics, there was a fascinating article in the Salt Lake Tribune that was published on December 9th, 2018. It was titled, Salt Lake County is Now Minority Mormon, and the Impacts Are Far-Reaching. It was an article by Matt Canham. And Eric, there were a lot of very interesting stats in there that I think would probably shock a lot of people who have this impression that when you cross the border into Utah, that all you're going to see are Mormons everywhere. And though certainly that was the case back when the pioneers came into the territory back in the 19th century, but that certainly is not the case now. And this article tends to document this rapid shift that we are seeing in the state of Utah.
And we've talked about the numbers of Mormons as far as the increase every year. Annually, they announce at the April General Conference of their increase, and they have not hit the same numbers they were hitting in the 1990s. Percentage-wise, they're half. I mean, they used to be over 4%, and now they're not even 2% growth. Certainly, they are at a 16 million. It's a lot of people, and many of them live here in the western United States. And so when you think of Utah, you think Mormon. And while the majority of the state still remains Mormon, we've seen shrinking numbers, which go along with the decrease in converts.
I remember when I started Mormonism Research Ministry in 1979, if I remember correctly, the numbers that were being thrown around at that time were in the 70s.
Right.
70, 74%, 75%, it depended on which source you were reading. But now, according to this article, it is down as low as 60% for the entire state. Now, certainly there are counties within the state of Utah that still have a very high percentage, but many of those counties have a lot lesser population, except perhaps maybe Provo.
And you mentioned that number, but back in 2010, there were 11 of the 29 counties that had 70% plus. Now we're down to 7, so one-third loss in the past 8 years. I think that's a pretty big loss.
Well, let's look at this article written by Matt Canham, because I do think it's fascinating, and it does show that there is definitely a shift when it comes to the religious beliefs of people who live in Utah. And we would admit that there is a very severe secularization of our country going on right now. There are fewer and fewer people claiming to have any type of religious bent whatsoever, but Utah has always been known as a Mormon state. So these numbers become very interesting to us who are keeping an eye on what is going on in the state. What does Canham say?
He writes, with major implications on everything from the classroom to the church pews, from the Capitol to the dinner table, an unrelenting demographic shift has hit a major milestone. Fewer than half the people living in Salt Lake County are on the rolls of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, we should mention, for those who are not familiar with what Utah looks like, when it says that the people living in Salt Lake County takes up the Salt Lake Valley for the most part. I mean, it's one of the largest, flatter areas in the state of Utah. And even since I've moved here to Utah, I have noticed that the population and the building of houses have been going further and further west out towards the Ochre Mountains and where the copper mine is located. That was all vacant land even when I moved here. And now if you drive out there, there are houses going up everywhere. So a lot of people are moving into the state, but it doesn't sound like a lot of them are bringing their Mormon religion with them, if that be the case.
And we have to remember that Salt Lake County has one-third of the entire population of Utah. So really, this is a major county that has not the majority, but a great number of Latter-day Saints. So this is a big number falling under 50%. It says the membership numbers come from the church itself, initially handed over to state officials to assist in making population estimates. The Utah-based faith provided the same numbers to the Salt Lake Tribune.
So the numbers that we are about to relate to you folks, they're coming from the Mormon church itself. This is not coming from any type of outside estimations. These are numbers that the church itself is giving to the Salt Lake Tribune that was put into this article.
They show Salt Lake County's population is now 48.91% Latter-day Saint, the lowest since at least the 1930s, according to the available records. There are 558,607 people on the church membership rolls in the state's largest county, which has an estimated population of 1.142 million people. In Utah overall, the percentage of Latter-day Saints is 61.55%, a figure that is also inched down as the state's hot job market has attracted new residents who are less likely to be members of the predominant faith than the state's homegrown population. This shift, decades in the making, has tangible impacts such as Salt Lake County becoming more politically liberal. It also changes the dynamic in many neighborhoods and schools.
I can relate to that statement in that paragraph about Salt Lake County becoming more politically liberal. If you were to go downtown during an election year, you're going to notice a lot of the signs in the yards are usually for Democrats or for more politically liberal candidates than you would find for more conservatives. So yeah, you do see that. There's no doubt about that. It mentions Ben McAdams, and we should say that Ben McAdams was elected in the midterm elections in 2018 to become a congressman from District 4, which was held by a Republican, Mia Love, who lost in that election. He had some interesting things to say about this shift.
He says, "When I grew up in Davis County, almost all my classmates were members. My kids have only a few Latter-day Saint classmates in their school. I hope they learn respect for the uniqueness of others and learn a little bit about themselves in the process. I don't think that one experience is better or worse than the other, but it is a perspective that will shape who they are as adults."
It's interesting, this conciliatory tone that Ben McAdams has, because if you talk to people who lived in Utah for most of their lives and they're up in age, they will tell you that life could be pretty difficult being a non-member in the state of Utah. Now, that certainly has changed over the years. And I would think it would be because of what we are reading in this article. There are fewer Latter-day Saints. And so now you see this conciliatory tone. And as I was telling you off air, it's kind of like what we see in Islam. In the early years of Islam, when Muslims were the minority, they were trying to get along with everyone that was around them. But when they were the majority, that certainly shifts. And you can see that even in reading the Quran. But I agree with him when he says we should be more sensitive to the different perspectives of others. There's nothing wrong with what he's saying there.
The article goes on and says Salt Lake County is now the fifth minority LDS county in the state, joining Carbon, San Juan, Summit, and Grand. The next closest to the 50% threshold is Weber at 52.72%, a decline from 2017 when it was 53.5%.
And I think we should again mention that these particular counties, Carbon, San Juan, Summit, and Grand, they don't have a very high population to begin with. So this is all percentage-wise. Like Carbon, for instance, is 47.53%, San Juan 36.08%, and so on. But it says also that these numbers provided by the church include everyone listed on the membership rolls, including those who no longer participate in the faith. Now, that's an interesting statement, and I just want to make a quick comment on that. If you are a former Latter-day Saint and you now profess to be a Christian, you might think about this, because if your name has not been taken off of the membership rolls, the LDS Church is including you when they publish their numbers. They don't often say outright that a lot of these people are inactive. You're just thrown into the mix. So if you're uncomfortable having your name among this list, then I would suggest that maybe you should take the effort to get your name removed. Not only will it bring a sense of personal closure to you, but it also will prevent the church from using you as a part of their statistics.
The article goes on and it says, independent Latter-day Saint demographer Matt Martinich has estimated that about 40% of Latter-day Saints in the United States are active. And he guesses that roughly half of Salt Lake County's members go to church, or roughly 24% of the county's population. According to his estimate, there are a greater percentage of Latter-day Saints living in Salt Lake County who are not going to church compared to the rest of the country. That's interesting, 50%.
Well, you know, and I think I've mentioned this on a previous show, I had a conversation with a couple of missionaries that were in my neighborhood. They were telling me that they were purposely sent to Salt Lake to try to reactivate a lot of the inactive members. And I asked them, well, how successful are you at doing this? And they gave the impression that they were fairly successful in doing that. But that certainly does tend to prove that statement that you're reading here.
And why wouldn't you get off the rolls? I think the reason is that your neighbors are going to not be happy with that. Your relatives here, there's a lot of pressure to stay in the church. Even if you're going to be inactive, you're going to be what they would call a Jack Mormon. And I think that's a major reason why maybe there's a higher percentage who really have not bought into Mormonism any longer, but still stay on the rolls.
Well, getting back to Salt Lake County itself, there's a statement towards the end of this article. It says, because of the declining Latter-day Saint population in parts of Salt Lake City, Murray, and West Valley City, Martinich, the demographer, said, and this is fascinating, we'll probably see 5 to 10 stakes discontinued in the old areas of Salt Lake County in the next 5 years or so. That's pretty significant, because a stake includes about 5 to 10 wards. There are usually a minimum of 3,000 people that make up a stake. Could be as many as 5,000 that make up a stake. So you multiply that by 10, and you can see why there's going to be a serious shift in the Mormon demographics in the state of Utah.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Mormonism 101, a book by Mormonism Research Ministries, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, has helped many who want to understand what separates Mormonism from the Christian faith. Mormonism 101 is available at your favorite Christian bookstore or online at mrm.org.